With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The finalists are set in the 2025-2026 Cayman Islands FA Cup after two hard-fought semifinals earlier this week. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks with the details.
Scholars International booked their place in the championship match with a 1-0 win over Cayman Athletic on Monday night. Christopher Brown delivered the decisive moment, finding the net in the 42nd minute of the semifinal one. Tuesday's second semi-final was far more explosive as Academy Sports Club powered past Elite with a commanding 4-1 victory. Elijah Seymour struck first in the 25th minute, followed by goals from Jacoby Tugman in the 36th minute and Mason Duval in the 71st. Jabari Campbell sealed it deep into stoppage time at 90+1. Elite's lone reply came from Brennan Ebanks, who converted a penalty at 90+3. Disciplinary notes from the two matches included cautions for scholars Cameron Mendez and director Lennox Bryan, along with four yellow cards issued to Cayman Athletic. Elite picked up two bookings in the semi-final two, while Academy's Elijah Seymour was also shown a yellow. The Cayman Islands FA Cup final now awaits, with Scholar Internationals set to face Academy Sports Club. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Thank you, Jevy. The Cayman Islands Men's National Basketball League is heating up, and CBA president Colin Anglin says that the level of play this season is the best it's been in years. He's urging fans to come out and witness the talent on display. Anglin says many fans still don't realize just how high the standard of basketball has become.
You know, I don't think a lot of people really realize that there's some really good basketball being played here. There are many guys now that are former college players. Mm-hmm. That have played
former professionals,
mm-hmm. former semi-professionals. Mm-hmm. There's really good basketball being played. And so what I really want to see is even more people come out to enjoy the game and to support the athletes, because let me tell you, these guys can play.
Anglin says a lively crowd pushes players to raise their game even higher. However, when it comes to contenders, Anglin says the defending champions remain the benchmark.
From what I've seen, first and foremost, the champions are the Lions until somebody else proves otherwise. The Soul Blazers are always in contention. You can't ever fall asleep on them, especially if they have their big four on the court, right? Mm-hmm. Their big four, you know, that's Justin Golub, Tariq Smith-James, Samuel and Shadow Garo. Those four very high IQ players. They also have Alexander Thompson.
Yeah.
So he's currently on the injured list, but if he comes off of there again, you know, that's another major thing there. And even when one of them is missing, you see a tremendous difference.
But the Lions aren't short on firepower either. Anglin says that the Lions roster is stacked with experience and overseas pedigree.
You have Jerome Narcisse.
Yeah, they're pretty deep.
Yes, they do. You know, this Jerome Narcisse is there. He's a former professional as well. You have Justin Collins, you know, college player. You have Daniel Quinlan, who's actually playing over in Europe as well, to name a few. Philip Webb, another professional player there. I've only named a few of them.
And they're not the only team that's reloaded. Michelob Ultra and the IRG Astros have also strengthened their lineups.
Michelob Ultra, they've really beefed up. They've had some really good additions in Brad Lansdale and Brian Ebanks.
Pickup.
Right. Mm-hmm. So adding those two guys in the mix has been a tremendous shot in the arm for them. And you also have the IRG Astros. You know, you can't ever count out, you know, Davi Cottrell, Jake Whitaker. They have Quay General, you know, so several national team players as well. Daniel Britton, you know, the muscle in the middle there. So they're very athletic. And if they heat up, if they get hot, they can do some damage. Yeah.
With multiple teams capable of making a run, CBA's president says this year's title race is wide open. The Men's National Basketball League continues on the weekend at the John Gray Gym on Sundays at 4 p.m. and Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Anglin is encouraging family, fans, and the wider community to come out, fill the stands, and support Cayman's top basketball talent. Cayman Brac celebrated one of its longest-running sporting traditions over the weekend, the 48th annual George Anderson Memorial Swim Meet, a partnership between the Lions Club of Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. Minister of District Administration and Home Affairs, Nicholas DeCosta.
The swim meet has been going on here in Cayman Brac for 48 years, longer than I've been alive. And it's exciting because we're 2 years away from our 50th anniversary of hosting this amazing community event that showcases all of our swimming talent here in Cayman Brac.
DeCosta says the meet continues to highlight the island's deep connection to swimming and the strong talent emerging from the Brac. This year's event was held at the 25-meter pool at the Cayman Brac Sports Complex. And the Cayman Islands men's national rugby team is gearing up for a big international clash next week as they face Bermuda in Rugby America's North action. The match kicks off on Thursday, May 15th at 6 p.m., with fans able to follow every minute live on YouTube. Both sides are coming in with strong squads, and the rivalry always delivers a physical, high-tempo contest. Cayman will be looking to stamp the authority early and set the tone in this year's RAN campaign. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.